Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing?
I'm doing so well. Being on this podcast is such a bucket list moment for me since, you know, 3 minutes ago when I heard I was going to be on it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you aim high in your bucket list, much like the women.
Not only do I aim high, I Amy, hi.
Good one. But Haley, you know, we're on Skype and I caught you combing your hair before we did this podcast. And that's just a little much for me, Haley.
Well, I just want to have neat hair. I don't understand why it's such a big deal to you, or why would you tell our audience that I have neat hair? Like, that's just glam shaming and that's not okay. And I just brought the Skype here to show you that I don't even have video playing and I can't even see myself. So what are you even talking about?
Exactly. Well, you know, I don't want to glam shame, but you're the millennial here.
And I do wear a lot of lipstick, that's for sure.
Yeah, you get those beauty boxes. So just got to expose it. Yeah, a lot of interesting little tidbits here, but
There was only one interesting tidbit, and it came at the very, very, very end.
That actually made me like Chelsea. I know you were kind of more of a fan of hers, and I was still like trying to get the appeal because I just the first way she was portrayed earlier on, and then like the way she was just like, I cannot with this glam shaming. What is glam shaming?
This is like a season.
Yeah, there's a lot of like really hurt feelings about minor things that we saw with Crystal.
I don't even know what she was like. I truly have no idea what she was even talking about. We'll get there. So Chris Harrison tells the ladies that they're off to Tahoe. Mm-hmm. Lake Tahoe, I believe, is what they're talking about, since there was a lake and I have heard of that.
Yes.
And the ladies were excited, that's for sure. I would be excited for this vacation. But would you have considered Tahoe on your bucket list?
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those like almost like a regional place. Like, since I'm not West Coast, it's not like a destination that I really think of. You know, I'd rather like somewhere more exotic. But I wonder if the excitement comes from like just that.
Like a free trip.
The free trip. And like I made that stage almost like Survivor, you make the jury. I feel like that's the benchmark where if you set goals for yourself.
Sorry, I don't even remember who it was, and I'm so sorry. But someone said that making the travel date was like making the merge, but then making the international travel is like making the jury.
Ooh, I like that. That makes sense. Yeah.
So credit goes to whoever said that to me, and I am sorry for remembering
it. Sounds like a Rourke observation. Like, was it an actual Survivor?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
All right. Well, if they're listening, then they can identify themselves.
Yeah. Holler at your girl. I'll make that correction next week.
Maybe it's something we said in like 5 podcast seasons ago. We just don't remember. So, Lake Tahoe. And we start out kind of, it was weird. They had a callback to how Ari sent Lauren S. home and just kind of like setting that
it can happen
mindset
to anyone.
It can happen to anyone. And, it's probably going to happen to Cien. But Cien gets the first one-on-one.
Yeah, I thought it was going to happen to every single person in this episode. Like, right. No, they're so going dramatic. Home. No, they're going home. It's like, girls, like, cool your jets.
Right. So, Cien, let's let our love soar. They end up going parasailing. And we find that out by the girls spying on them, essentially. It wasn't like it was revealed on the date anywhere. It was just
It was weird. It was like, oh girls, we just happened to find these binoculars. Why don't you head outside and see what you can see? And it's just like, oh wow, what a coincidence. Perfect timing that Cien and Ari just happened to paraglide past this, you know, once
right, they're just
the
a speck in the distance.
Some intern probably had to cut out so they could see it properly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not forced at all. It wasn't.
Nope, not even a little bit.
Wasn't really worth it.
Not on this show.
No. But what did you think of Cien getting selected for this date and kind of how the date went?
She is an ethereal being who is too good for this show, too good for Ari in so many ways, and makes me wonder what happened to her for her to believe that this is what she needs. Because Cien, you are so beautiful, you are so smart, you speak in such a wonderful way, you're engaging, you're funny, you're bright and sunshiny, and it's like Ari is he reminds me of a manila envelope. Like, I can't he has like 3 ounces of personality an episode, and like Cien bats her eyelashes and she like blows him away.
Yeah. And I don't know, they were in the like the beautiful outdoor setting of Lake Tahoe, and then Ari's observation is like, yeah, I love the outdoors, that's why I love Scottsdale, and I just don't really associate that as being the same thing. Like, if you're an outdoor lover, I mean, yeah, there's nice weather in Scottsdale, but it's like, I don't know, you can't imagine that it's like adventure
an outdoorsman paradise.
Right. Cien talked a lot about not really seeing happily ever after stories for people that look like her.
And she was making some interesting points a little earlier on. She was saying like, she was saying that her parents' marriage was not perfect and she grew up understanding that love was flawed. And I don't think she was implying that her parents were like not together or anything. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes on the show, we either see either end of the spectrum, which is my parents have been married for 45 years, even though they're only 55.
They're best friends.
They're the best friends, they're soulmates. My dad still spoon feeds my mom ice cream from Dairy Queen all the time. And I just want love like that. My grandparents have also been together for 400 years and it's just magical. And there's 60 grandchildren and that's just from love.
Yes.
Or like, my parents divorced when I was one and I don't see either of them.
Right.
And to have like that middle ground, which is like, which is much more realistic. Like, I think any of us can kind of see that in our own lives and be like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, I feel so lame saying this, like love isn't perfect. It's always going to be, you know, a struggle not a fight, but it's always going to be not the most perfect thing that's ever happened to anyone ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I love Cien's point of saying, you know, we people that look like me don't see these love stories, and that's true. Like, look, we've only seen one woman of color lead this show and one minority male lead this show in the 400 seasons of it.
Right. yeah that's saying a lot. So yeah, I agree. She had very, you know, thoughtful observation. She wasn't coming there
and
saying,
Ari,
like, I want the fairy
all
tale.
All Ari could say is like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
amazing. You're so amazing.
Right.
Like, Ari, find a personality.
Instead of finding a personality, he takes her to the cliche, a private concert. Well, it wasn't private, but it was a bachelor concert.
No, it was worse.
It was the public concert.
Kill me.
Yeah. Although I actually, shocker, had heard of this performer.
Have you? Because I have not.
Yeah, I've heard that song.
I forgot that The Bachelor was supposed to start at 7 o'clock here.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug had texted me at one point being like, who is this?
Lanco.
What's the name? Lanco?
And it sounds like a corporation.
Who's Lanco? And I was like, what is he even talking about? And then Ethan was like, Haley, The Bachelor started an hour ago. I was like, shoot. Anyway, so then I caught up to that point. I was like, oh, Lanco, it's a band.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad that you were watching it live with the rest of us and didn't have those advanced spoilers, because we would have found out about Lanco way too early and just would have ruined it. Yes. So, yes. Cien gets the rose, and, you know, sorry, Crystal, you didn't predict correctly that everyone was going to get sent
home.
Yeah.
Like, what was her theory about her not coming home?
I don't know, just that Ari is doing these one-on-ones to get rid of people. I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. whatever.
Yeah. She was proud of Ari for sending Lauren S. home. She's so proud of him for making those choices. God.
Crystal, like, how are you doing this? Why are you so embarrassing?
I know. Another big topic of conversation throughout the episode was just the 14-year age difference between Becca and Ari. We saw the other women talking about this and that was going to lead to him sending her home.
Where was this conversation about Mikkel or one of the other 23-year-olds?
13-year difference.
Oh, 13 years. That's way better. That's much easier to stomach. Or right. Last season, when Nick, who is the same age as Ari, had like a cast full of 21 to 24-year-olds.
Yeah, why is it? Is it because she is doing well that they have that? Or just the fact that she is the youngest by 1 year? Or what do you think it is?
I have no idea. Like I don't even know.
Yeah.
I've said many times before on this podcast that age differences are not my thing. Like big age difference, not my jam, not what I would go for, but if that's what you want in your life, then have at her as long as everyone's in a consenting wonderful place. That's fine.
I know you were thrown by a slight age difference with your current boyfriend, correct?
Yeah, it's like a year and like 3 months, and he's, you know. Yeah.
Listen, you didn't graduate the same year. No.
Yeah, my parents are 6 days apart, so okay. That has always been my stream of reference.
Yeah, my parents are kind of the same way. It's like we're born, like our birthdays are like a week apart. That's just what you have to do.
Exactly.
We'd be on the show being like, my parents were born in the same week and it's like so our birthdays magical. Line up.
They're both Aquariuses. Oh my God, it's meant to be. Yeah. I hate Crystal. I'm sorry, Crystal. I also hate how big of a deal. Oh, well, she's not mature enough. Like, what? You think Ari's mature? Like, he's been banging 21-year-olds for the last 5 years.
Right. He's been waiting, biding his time just to get back the slim chance that he'd be bachelor again. And he was. So, let's see. Oh, another thing happened that was kind of brushed past quickly. But speaking of, you mentioned Mikkel. She got some really sad news while they're in Lake Tahoe that her grandpa had passed away. And so we see her get the phone call and then she leaves. And I don't really know the status of what's happening. Is she coming back? Is she just like, I'm gone?
I'm not sure. I think we're going to have to wait until next episode because she made it sound like she was coming back. And then mm-hmm. Ari made it sound like she wasn't coming back.
Right.
And we didn't hear any hear any mention of it. And the next time on, I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention. So if she was in one of the shots, I didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't notice. He only got rid of two people. So you'd think maybe three would have been normal if there's 15 to begin with. So
right.
So I don't know if that's like if she counts as the one being eliminated or if she'd be invited back. Seems kind of unfair.
Spoiler alert for our draft, but George did not cut her or count her out in it. So if she does end up being not there, then we will obviously adjust. But for now,
right,
that's how that is.
Yes. So the group date has a date card that says, "Will our love survive?" And they go out in the woods with some survivalists. So it was kind of like a survivor themed date here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everybody except Becca M, who gets the next one-on-one, which was obvious since they were talking about her the entire episode. So it's Chelsea, Crystal, Marique, Ashley, Jacqueline, Jenna, Tia, Kendall, Lauren, Brittany, Becca K, and Caroline. So what did you think of the stunt they pulled at the beginning, making the women pee into canteens and purportedly to drink their own urine?
Yeah, I somehow like, I don't know what I was doing that I didn't really get this, that they actually peed into the canteen.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that couldn't be possible. That would be difficult.
Everyone has to pee on command. Like
how, I don't want I don't know where that canteen has been. At least if I'm doing a pee sample at a doctor's office, like, I know that that little container is sterile.
Sterile.
I don't know this about that canteen.
And you've got, like, paper towels there. You've got a sink there. It's just, yeah, like, if anything.
Like, I would have pretended to pee in it and mm-hmm. then not.
Right.
And then walked off the show.
Just left. Yeah, this was
one of those. I would have taken one of the compasses so I didn't get lost, and I would just peace out.
Yeah.
Or peace out.
Exactly. Yeah, this was a weird one because it was like, you know, sometimes
you don't have to explain why it's weird. Like, well, it's just weird.
But I feel like some of these gross out dates or the uncomfortable dates, they force them to do this. This was, they really had the option. It was like trying to see who would do it, but it didn't seem like Ari really had any stakes one way or the other. Like, I really want someone who's going to drink their own pee, or I really want someone who's going to eat
worms. And then it ended up like he was like, I'm drinking mine, and it was like apple juice. And then did someone actually drink their own pee?
Jacqueline was like really close to doing it.
Stop. Yeah. I'm gonna throw up live on air. Please don't.
Yeah. It was, I think she was about to stop her.
Ari pretending to do it.
I would have thrown up
and been like, I don't care if this is a joke. I think pranks are bad humor.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, you're a 36-year-old man. I'm out.
Yeah. No, I did not. I don't like the prank date idea, whether they're pranking other people or he's pranking them.
Okay, let's just talk about pranks are so 2003. Mm-hmm. We've left them behind with Ashton Kutcher's Relevancy.
Yes. Don't need them anymore. We've moved on. It was just odd. But then
they eat worms, so it's fine.
They ate worms, and Kendall was all about it. And this is because she likes taxidermy. She's different than other girls, and this is how she got her alone time, which Crystal is not having any of that.
Do you kiss someone after watching them eat a worm?
I guess they both had worm breath, so it didn't really matter. Nope. Yeah. Yeah, Crystal wasn't desperate enough to do that. She's just like way beyond the rest of the women, so.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm beyond them. I just think I have a really bad gag reflex and wouldn't be able to do it.
No, I wouldn't either. Then they get divided into three teams, and it seemed unfair that Ari got to be on one of the teams, but of course they've got to set that up that way.
Yeah.
That he gets to go with probably his favorites, and then
definitely the other two,
following a compass to get to a giant hot tub. And that's again where we had this whole situation where Ari had his arm around Crystal, and Tia and Caroline put their arms around each other. Apparently that was bullying Crystal.
Okay. That was hilarious of them to do.
Right.
Super funny. I don't think it was bullying at all. I think it was pointing out an awkward moment that I don't think was Crystal's fault. I don't think the awkwardness was Crystal's fault. I think it was Ari's fault. Like, Ari, you're in a hot tub with four half-nude women that you're currently dating, and you put your arm around one specific one? That seems like an interesting and terrible choice.
Yeah.
So, Crystal, this was not at you. Ari, why would you do that? You are dumb. And the fact that Crystal's like, oh, it's an attack at me. Like, no, I think they would have done that if he put his arm around
any of them.
Because it's awkward. And they are just trying to make light of the situation.
Yeah, it was super funny. It was like, oh, we sleep together and we have a special relationship. And they just made it really funny. And I think that was probably what bothered her even more, was that he was laughing at what they were saying and paying attention to them when his arm was around her.
You tweeted something hilarious about later in the day where it was like Crystal pulls Tia and Caroline aside to tell them that she has no sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she did not. Yeah, she just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, so all the girls eventually get to the hot tub after being lost for... What do you think the time difference was between the first group arriving and the last group arriving? Like an hour, at least?
Yeah, it definitely could have been. They put it together pretty quickly, but some of them, that one team, was it the red team, that looked just really, really struggling, like trying to climb this treacherous hill that probably did not need to be included. This would have been like a nightmare date. It would have made
for a great Instagram shot.
Yeah, definitely. Get a good view of the chalet. Yeah, I just... Can you imagine if what's her name, Annalise, was on this date? How many different things it would bring up for her? When I was potty training, I like sampled my own pee.
Wow, outstanding work! I totally forgot Annalise existed.
I would have, except I feel like she got more airtime than several of the people who are still on the show.
Yeah, so. I was shocked at some of the people who got roses at the end of this episode.
Okay, same. I had like my prediction. When they flashed the different people, I'm like, definitely she's gone. Definitely she's gone. And my predictions are all wrong.
I know, me too. I was like, oh, I'm losing half my team tonight. And I was like, nope, just terrible. Just the one.
Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, so then this is when Crystal pulls Ari aside to talk about how she was so uncomfortable and upset, and she thinks that will earn her the rose. But Ari actually talks to Tia about the situation as well.
I just
want to
mention that I'm pretty sure I predicted a couple episodes ago that because Crystal got the first one-on-one date, she would act like this. It's like the classic first one-on-one date syndrome.
Right. Yeah, she's took the, even though she was technically second one-on-one date, she's falling into the first, you know, what's her name? Becca, the other Becca, seems to be very chill. But Crystal definitely can't handle the group dates. And just can't handle seeing anyone, not just like kiss him, or it seems like talk to him, have any sort of connection.
Exist, be around.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Yeah, everything they're doing is just all wrong and desperate.
And it's below her.
Everything she's doing is perfect. What was her line? It was like, I don't know what I'm going to say, but I know it will be perfect.
And I think there was like one thing where she's like, I'm flawless. They just need to recognize that. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week, because it looks like there's some kind of even bigger situation.
Drama.
But yeah, so Tia, speaking of drama, Tia gets the rose and Crystal can't really handle that.
And before this, she, like we said, she pulls Caroline and Tia aside saying, like, I'm upset with how you treated me. And they're like, yeah, but you've been terrible to all of us all of the time.
Right.
You didn't do anything.
Right.
And she's like, well, I'm not playing the victim. And it's like, oh, I don't know about that, Crystal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's also a funny line when, so Ari pulls the remaining Lauren away and she's like, well, I want to know more about what you like. And I know like the girl has to have a flexible schedule, but what else?
Oh my God. I'm like, what?
What was that?
He's not a race car driver anymore.
Yeah. Isn't he just in Scottsdale selling real estate? Like, I mean, they had to have somewhat flexible schedules to come on the show, but can't they have a 9-to-5? I don't get it. All right, let's move on to the Becca date. The much anticipated, every promo was just like, wait, do you know how old I am? It's just dun dun dun. So this was, I'm looking for a stable relationship, and they go horseback riding, which usually is kind of the kiss of death, right? Haven't we been tracing the horseback riding dates that they just kind of, you never end up with the horseback riding person?
During the just fantasy? During the fantasy suite.
Fantasy suite dates. Okay, so it's okay earlier on. So
and a hot tub in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, private hot tub that they horseback ride to. And you know, they have a lot of chemistry throughout this first part of the date.
Fire chemistry. Also, I think Becca would have chemistry with anyone. She's just one of those people, and I want to be friends with her. Although she's
really charismatic.
Clearly doesn't have that great of choice in or taste in men, considering how much she likes Ari, but I can get past that. I can
get over that. But like you said, she would probably click with a lot of different people, and so we can't hold that against her, I guess. But then the dinner, the big conversation is Ari talking about worries that she wouldn't be ready. And at this point, he doesn't even know how old she is, but just he knows she's like in her 20s.
And better than him.
And just kind of has that conversation. And this is when she reveals that she's 22. What did you think of his reaction?
I wish I could get that sequence tattooed on my chest because it was so funny. He was like shock, in horror, excited, and then in horror again.
Right. Like caught himself and was like, wait, but I have to be concerned.
And then he just kept going on and on and on. Like, how do I know you're ready? Like, how do I know, Bliss? And she's like, how do you know you're ready? And he's like,
yeah.
Well, I've just been, I don't know, like this and like, and she's like, well, how does anyone know they're ready? And he's like, oh, well, I'm 36 and like, this and that and this. And she's like, everyone in my family got married young. I could see myself settling down for the right person. You might be that right person. Who cares if it's 14 years, if, you know, you're the right person. He's like, oh, this and that and helmet.
Mikkel's 23. She's much more mature.
Did you see my cardigan collection? Oh.
Right. What are they talking about? Like, oh, he's like, I get up early now. And she's like, well, I get up early and go rock climbing.
Do you want a medal, Ari? Like, all of us get up early because we have jobs. Thank you.
Right.
Welcome to being not 21.
Yes. He did have the observation that he's becoming more boring. So we at least have...
Oh, becoming more boring?
Right. Since Emily season, when? I think. Right.
He's been like a Tylenol sleep for like four episodes.
Yeah, this was interesting. It was just like, I don't know. My thought is that he
sucks.
Wants to keep around. Yeah. Wants to keep around. He said, at this point, I can't let you go. So it's kind of like, well, yeah, he just doesn't want to lose the chemistry right now. And who knows,
I
might take it to fantasy suite. Right. And what did they, she said something like, well, or he said, well, I don't want to get to the end. And then the person's not ready. And she said, well, wouldn't it be worth it anyway? And he said, no, because I need a wife. So kind
not
of
a 22-year-old girlfriend.
Right.
But then he's like also like has a vice grip on her face this entire conversation. And it was horrifying to me.
Yeah, that was, yeah, just a little odd.
Not for me, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just something he's going to have to grapple with, and just for some reason the women who are 25 are just way more ready than the 22
so much more
be.
Ready. And yes, there is a different, I know there is a difference between 22-year-old Haley and 26-year-old Haley, although both iterations were living with her parents. So maybe I'm not the best example here, but I wasn't ready for marriage at 22, but like,
right.
I know people who were ready for marriage at 22, and I know people who are not ready for marriage at 36.
Right.
Vile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't seem like, I don't know. I know Rachel on last season went through that with wanting to find someone who was definitely wanting to get married, not just have a girlfriend. And I know it's like, are you saying he wants to get married? But I think he'd be fine with having a girlfriend for a while. It doesn't seem like he's like needs to get married tomorrow, you know?
Yeah,
so.
And I don't, it's not like Becca's saying like, I'm not ready for marriage. It's like, hey, we've known each other for 3 weeks. Why don't we just see where this goes for just a little bit longer and then we can decide.
Yeah, she's kind of saying, well, yeah, if it's the right person and it's the right time, then of course I would be ready. You know, like, how does anyone know till they meet that person?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, Becca proves why she's more mature than half the people here.
Right. So she gets the rose, probably much to the shock of the women who thought that she wouldn't come back if she told her age, which was just kind of laughable. Like, oh, definitely if she tells, he's going to let her go. Yeah, right. So we go to the rose ceremony. Cien, Tia, and Becca have their roses. And then there's the big shocker as they're waiting. And Chris Harrison shows up instead of Ari. Happens every season, but there's no cocktail party, Haley.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most dramatic episode of all time.
Yeah. And this is where I'm like, oh, yep, Ashley's definitely going home. Jenna's going home. Maybe Jacqueline, maybe Marique. And I was totally wrong about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of like, well, we didn't see them. I don't know anything about this person. But yeah, the two people who go home are Caroline, who we saw a little bit of with Tia, and Brittany, who, you know, both of these women got more airtime than a lot of them. And
who are great and wonderful. And like, why are you letting these people go? But let's not bury the lead, which is that Crystal
interrupts
the rose ceremony to talk to Ari.
So awkward.
And all she had to say basically was like, don't listen to the other girls. Like, I'm here for you and I want to be with you. And Army's like, yeah, let's make out.
Right.
And all the other girls are sitting on the ground being like, this is BS.
Yeah. When he specifically was like, he's made up his mind. So obviously she thinks she's getting cut and didn't get to give her little speech, but it just comes off looking so much worse. And if he's made up his mind, it's not going to change. And yeah, Crystal, you're staying around, so don't worry.
Congrats.
About it. But you're lessening your chances by doing something like that, by pulling him aside. And he didn't want to talk to anybody. He just wants to go back to the where he's staying and go to sleep, I'm sure. He has to get up early.
Him and me both.
Yeah. So, yeah, poor Caroline and Brittany. But at least, was it Brittany whose bucket list was to go to Lake Tahoe? So she at
yeah.
least made that. So
knocked one thing off the list, girlfriend.
I saw we got a tweet that was asking, is there, I think it was from at Jocely, is there a Tia curse? All the girls who are friends with Tia go home, because we saw it with Bibiana and now Caroline.
Yeah, there might be.
Yeah.
Let's keep our eyes out for this.
We'll have to watch for that. So we've got some questions. Got, like you said, Mikkel is not factored into the draft. We have the draft results. But Haley, first, I wanted to tell you about something really cool. I don't know if you've heard of Wink.
And not just Ari's weird wink to Becca.
Yes.
No, this is way, 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 way better.
Much better. Yeah, who was asking Ari, like, can you teach me to wink? Was that CN?
No, I... Wait,
or
was it Becca?
I don't know. One of them.
Like, one of them.
Yeah. No, this is something much better to aspire to than Ari's wink. This is W-I-N-C. And it is a wine club. And what's really fun about it is you can take a quiz that will customize, find wines for you based on your preferences. And I don't know about you, Haley. Actually, I do know that you can't get through this episode of The Bachelor without something good to drink.
You better know I had a glass of Sauve Blanc in my hand. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I actually work in the wine industry here in Niagara. And something I'm really interested in is making wine more accessible for people like me who aren't necessarily sommeliers, but love a good glass of the cold stuff when I'm watching The Bachelor. And Wink is perfect for people like you and me. Even if you don't know a lot about wine, you fill out this quiz and they send you some customized bottles of wine to match your tastes. And it's so perfect. You go, if you went to a store, you would not be able to get the level of customization you get from Wink.
Right. Plus, you actually have to go to the store, which in the Midwest, in Canada, we don't want to do.
No, we're
rushing home from work
don't.
To catch The Bachelor, especially when they move it up to an earlier time. So just to always have something shipped right to your door. Shipping is complimentary and the wines start at just $13 a bottle. There's no membership fees. And yeah, I agree with you. It's like, I tend to, if I am going to a wine store, I'm a little intimidated. I don't really want to talk to somebody. I just look at a label and I'm like, well, I tried a wine that was this type before. I like this flower on the label. I'm going to try it. And then I get disappointed. So here, if you get something you don't like, it's satisfaction guaranteed. They'll replace it with a bottle that you'll love. No questions asked. And there's no commitment. You can skip any time and cancel any time. So the way to get Wink, and that's W-I-N-C, go to trywink.com/batch and you'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink.com/BACH for $20 off. So sure
this is your
it.
Chance to get the super popular summer water rosé wine, which sounds amazing to me in this cold weather right now. I would love a taste of summer.
It does. Trywink.com/batch. You'll help out the show. And we want to hear what wines you love. So you can tweet us that as well. All right, Haley, let's get to the draft. Thanks to @GeorgeCTV for tallying, even though I'm not quite happy with the way it went down this week. Rourke is still in the lead. Yeah. Shocker.
Another tough week for us.
I know.
For the first time since the very first episode, I actually lost someone.
Wait, you haven't lost someone since the first episode?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I lost a lot of people in the first episode.
Yeah, that's true, but still, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yes. Rourke still has her top five people: Tia, Chelsea, Lauren B, the only surviving Lauren, Jacqueline, and Crystal. And then we think she still has Mikal, but we're not sure. She's in the lead with 82. I had Sien and Becca both get the one-on-one, so that helped me out because I'm losing people left and right. The only other person I still have is Haley. Let me know if you've heard of this person before. Ashley.
Who?
Right. Very mature. She's 25, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
just an 11-year age difference there.
Yeah, not much. She's still on the show, apparently. And then you are hanging on to Kendall, Marique, Jenna, and then your last pick, Becca.
And, I'm hanging all of my hopes on Becca.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good about those three in the middle there. Kendall, Marique, and Jenna. I could have seen any of them going. I guess not Kendall. Yikes. Because Kendall was enticing Ari with telling about her duckling. We forgot to mention she has a duckling named Ping that he hasn't met yet, and apparently he's really excited to meet. So
again, a dead duckling.
Dead. Yes.
That she brings with her.
Right.
How are these things getting through TSA? I know it's not an international flight yet, so we don't have to worry about those issues. But it still seems like something that a TSA agent.
Yeah, it seems really creepy. And you'd flag for like, is this an exotic animal? Why is it in your carry-on? What is this? But yeah, I don't know if she just she has the secrets to travel internationally with, or maybe not internationally. She hasn't tried internationally yet, so. That'll be interesting to see, because my prediction is that she'll definitely be on Paradise and her menagerie will come with her. So the totals right now, Rourke has 82, I have 76, you have 67. So it really is anyone's draft right now, I'd say. Which is good.
Yeah, it's not quite as big of a blowout as it was last season.
Right. With Mike Bloom, who never watched the show.
Cool. Amazing. I don't even think he's watching this season either. He messaged me what did he even say? I don't even remember. But it was something like, oh yeah, how's that season going? It's like, it's terrible. I haven't even watching.
Yeah. I think he hears from Angela, just like, don't even bother this one. And I feel like he might come on for like Bachelor in Paradise, you know, like,
yeah,
like the wackiness.
That's more his speed.
Yeah. So we've got some questions from the audience, a couple emails. This is from George. Is this from George, our draft keeper?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So he says, okay, ladies, if you had to choose the next bachelorette today from the remaining pool of women, who would you select? And who do you expect we'll see on VIP? All right, let me pull up this draft thing again so I can see who's still remaining.
I would say Sien or Tia I would like to see as the lead.
Mm-hmm.
No one else is really calling to me. So those two are my front runners. And what was the second part of the question?
For VIP.
For VIP. If Tia doesn't get selected as bachelorette, she's a lock. Probably one of the nondescript Laurens. I could see Becca M being like the dean of Bachelor in Paradise.
She's such the dean.
Yeah.
Where like everybody wants her.
Yeah,
and she's the young one who's
Kendall, probably Kendall. Boring Jenna.
Yeah. Jenna, I think Annalise is going to be there because she has kind of like the Claire potential, Claire upside to just kind of talk to
be
animals.
Horrified by everything.
Yeah, and be like, I'm 33. Woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with who you said for Bachelorette as well. Although Chelsea, like, if they want to do like the single mom again, and she showed the personality at the end, like we talked about the glam shaming. So if she kind of has a redeeming edit and she's not the final one, then I could see maybe, but she's a little bit older too. She's 29, pushing it for the
Bachelor. Wow. Yeah. She is getting up there in age.
Yeah. What if she turns 30 before
then? Send her to that farm in the sky. Yeah, am
exactly.
I right?
So, yeah, I feel like Tia is who they might go with.
Yeah.
Because we had the taste of Raven, but we didn't get the Raven Bachelorette, and people were wanting that. And she's like, hey, I don't know if she's like poor woman's Raven, but she's just like very similar to Raven.
Plus, there's so much you could do with a bachelorette from Wiener, Arkansas.
Oh, definitely. The puns just write themselves. The whole theme is right there. And yeah, to go back to her hometown. And I don't know. I don't think we've had a Southern Belle in a while. Emily was kind of that.
Was JoJo a Southern Belle?
Maybe.
Like, would we consider her that?
Yeah, but I don't think, yeah, I don't think that was her character. So,
right.
Like, to have actually have like that strong accent. And yeah, I could see it. All right. This one is from listener Andy. Hi, Amy and Haley. So I'm watching Ari and Becca M on their date. And I can be a pretty cold-hearted, callous viewer, but it's making me sad because you can just see the realization in their eyes that they might be great for each other and possibly falling in love, but too far apart in age and in life experiences to make it work. So I was wondering, have either of you ever been in a similar dilemma? Haley? I'll let you go first.
Okay, let me think. I did have a huge crush on a German exchange student in university who I liked, was like a friend of a friend, but he was like way too cool for me and too German. And it was just, it obviously never went anywhere. It was just like, oh my God, he's so cool and he's so German. And oh my God. So that's probably the closest I've got. Other than that, like... No.
That's a good point. I can think of like maybe just crushes in like studying abroad or something like that, but not like something.
Yeah, you're implying that I've actually like dated more people than the one I'm currently with, which is not the case.
Yeah.
Not the case for me, my friends.
So yeah, it just has to be in your mind.
I put my flagpole in this one and just kind of held on there.
Yeah, so it's like TBD. We'll get back to you if that happens to us. But knock on wood, we're doing good right now. But yeah, as far as like the realization, I could see like a little bit. I could see it definitely in Becca's eyes that she's just like, oh, he's going to like maybe like
crush my soul.
Yeah, get rid of me. And she didn't seem like she was, yeah, going to be. I think she could have handled it if he was like, well, it's too much for me. Because it's sort of like, okay, well, that's kind of a shallow reason to just like dismiss me right now when we've been getting along so great. But you could just kind of see the wheels turning. And I don't know if it's more like he's worried about his reputation or just like how it will look for the show. But again, the other women are like 2 years older than her.
Yeah, like it's a marginal difference.
Yeah. Let's see. So from the Facebook page, Corey Carlson, anyone getting a sneaking suspicion that Crystal is the same Crystal from Orphan Black? P.S. Amy and Haley, if you haven't watched Orphan Black, then you should because it's amazing and also Canadian. Okay, I have not watched Orphan Black. Haley?
I also haven't, but Corey included a GIF in this comment. And oh my God, does it ever look like her? Let's do a quick Google search. So
okay,
Crystal... Orphan Black.
I'm gonna do this.
Like it's almost freaky how similar.
Strange. What?
Right?
Oh my gosh. And that's like the lead actress just like in costume, right? That's the only thing I know about that show is that she plays like multiple people.
Yeah.
Wow. And her name's Crystal and it's spelled with a K. Same way.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to watch clips just for that to see if her voice is the same too. That's a great observation. I love when it's like we don't even know the reference, but it's just so on point.
Yeah. So yeah. Funny. Something about me, I don't watch shows that aren't reality or half hour comedies. Mm-hmm. So if it's a drama or an hour long, that's not reality, obviously. It's hard to get me to watch it, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I have like heard great things about this show though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I watched This Is Us, which is on right now while we're recording. So I have to like adjust my schedule. My
mom's probably watching it right now.
Yeah. And that's probably about it. Like I can do the dramedies, but if it's a drama fully, I don't know.
I can't do it. I feel too many emotions without the TV prompting me. Like I need to laugh.
Yeah.
Even I was watching The Good Place last week, and the ending of that almost had me in tears. And it's a comedy. Do you know how many times comedies send me into tears?
Oh my gosh.
Way too often.
Okay, we can't let you do the dramas.
No. I will, however, read recaps of the shows. Like I always read the recap of Grey's Anatomy, even though I haven't watched an episode in approximately 10 years.
Do you listen to Becca Tilly's podcast?
Absolutely not. I don't have time for that.
Oh, okay. Because she talks about Grey's Anatomy, and it is, yeah, I watched it when it first came out, and it's been so long, but she'll just like talk about people. I'm like, who is this character? I don't know who this is.
Yeah, not for me. Not my jam.
Speaking of podcasts, Ari was on the Ben and Ashley I podcast, and it was their most boring podcast episode ever.
That's so funny.
They even brought in Lanco, the musical artist,
as Are you like, serious?
Their second guest.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So should I just like automatically delete the episode? I'm going to do that right now.
Probably
honestly,
should.
My podcast
or you could listen to the second half, like after they stop talking to those two,
no,
and then they give
I'm
their real
thoughts.
No, I'm not
going to. Because I tend not to listen to other Bachelor media until after we're done recording.
Yeah.
So the Ashley I podcast and then the Juliette Littman podcast always kind of end up in my feed. And honestly, I'm so behind in podcasts right now that it's hard for me to even take pictures on my phone because it's so full of podcasts.
Oh, no.
All right. Getting into it with Ari. Delete. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right. Next question. Tim Shields wants to know, what is the best way to apologize to someone that you have glam shamed? All right, you better let me know since I glam shamed you earlier what I should do.
A $25 gift certificate to Sephora is the best way to apologize for that.
That's a smart way.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever been glam shamed personally because people wouldn't attribute what I do as glam, I would say.
It has to be a certain level of glam.
Yeah.
I think probably what it was... She was like high maintenance.
Yeah, she's absolutely high maintenance.
She was, it's not like she was shaming like the way she looks
I
or anything.
I can't believe she wore glitter eyeshadow to this date in the wilderness. It was like, no. She had the compass and she was using it to finger comb her hair.
Right. Now, how did that even get back to Marique? Did Ari talk to her about it or?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh no!
Like, imagine having such a forceful relationship that Ari's like, so I heard that you were finger combing your hair in the compass.
Right, that's just not a nice thing to do. Oh gosh, because yeah, I could see Chelsea just being kind of like laughing about it, like, oh, that's not cute. Like, I don't know if it was like super malicious, just being like. But she could have been trying to make herself look good. Like, yeah, some of the girls were doing this with their hair. And
fair point.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys want to send me a $25 gift certificate to Sephora, please DM me and I will give you my address. So
nice.
As long as you don't stalk me.
It's doable. Yeah. Let's see. Stephanie Sebo McEwen or McKeown. Is Crystal being manipulated by producers to be a villain? Or is she like Chad Johnson and trying to be the villain? Or is she Glenn Close's daughter from Fatal Attraction?
Obviously, I have not seen Fatal Attraction.
Me either. I'm Googling this. Glenn Close's daughter. Like, is this a physical resemblance?
It
or is
might
just
be
how
a
she
personality
acts?
Resemblance, but I'm not sure. Is she been being manipulated by the producers? Aren't they all?
Degree,
I think she just has no self-awareness and doesn't realize that what she's saying A, has effect on the people around her or like is going to be perceived by the audience.
Mm.
Because everyone is the hero of their own story. Like this is very Courtney Robertson.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I definitely don't think she's trying to be the villain. I think she thinks she's in the right. She has the best connection with him. I'm trying to think who it's the most similar to in the past, because we definitely had people like that. I mean, Courtney Robertson, yeah. But I think she indulged it a little bit more to be like villainous or do the winning, or she was just more fun about it, maybe.
Yeah. Or maybe we're just looking at her fondly because we liked her book.
Yeah, that could be too. And then let's see. Catherine Semple wants to know, how amazing was Chelsea's impression of Crystal? Laughing emoji. Does it beat Haley's?
Absolutely not. No, just kidding. It was great. It was a great one. I was like, ooh, she's giving me a run for my money here.
Yeah, another point for Chelsea. Because yeah. At the first episode, I kind of equated the two of them. I'm like, oh, they're so similar. They're both like, I think they have this great connection with Ari, and they're the front runners, and they're dominating his time. But now I can distinguish the two. Jocelyn Halbert. How do you know if someone is actually ready to get married? Do you think Becca is, or Ari for that matter?
I don't know. Like, how do you, I don't know. I'm not ready. How do I know if anyone else is ready? That's all within their insides. If yeah. Becca thinks she is, then go for it. And is Ari? I don't know. Probably not still.
Yeah. Well, and one thing, it's interesting because one thing I've heard on like relationship shows or podcasts or things like that, a lot of times they'll say like, okay, girls are always ready and guys are ready like at a certain time, and then they're like taxi cabs that turn their lights on, and then they're like, okay, now I want to get married. Whereas women are, like, could see any relationship going that way if they like the person, whereas guys have to be in the right time,
I guess. I don't know, like, and maybe I'm not the best example of this because I've never been the type of person to casually date. It was just never something I ran into. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, but I don't think I'm ready to get married. Mm-hmm. Like, would I do a courthouse wedding right now so I could get on his benefits? Yes. But do I want a marriage right now? Like, no.
Yeah. No, it's like that's a big step. And I think there are people that know, like, it's something they want, but.
Yeah, like, marriage has never been, like, my end goal in mm-hmm. existence. And so it's hard for me to put myself in that place where it's like, me right now, I'm so ready to get married. Or, like, if I had met a guy 3 weeks ago and happened to be on television, to be like, yeah, I can totally marry this guy. It's like, I don't know.
Right, right. Yeah, and I don't think Ari even knows, but he's trying to act like he knows.
Yeah, I can meet Jake Gyllenhaal next week and then dump the guy I'm with right now for him. Jake, if you're listening,
yeah,
call me.
Adam B. Katz, going to Tahoe was on your bucket list? Either it's a huge bucket list or the girl has no idea what bucket list means. What's on yours?
A pipe dream one would be for Amy and I to get invited to a men or women tell all special.
That's a good one.
Other than that, I want to go to Ireland. I'm going to go this spring. Oh, nice. Australia. Other bucket list things are just like eating lots of great food wherever I go. I don't know, bucket list items. I never like sat down and written this list out because the finality of that makes me anxious.
I'm with you. I don't really like the term, so I'm just kind of like, because it's related to kick the bucket. I'm like, I don't want.
And then I don't want to be disappointed in when I'm dead to like look at alive Haley's bucket list and be like, well, I never got to do that.
True. Good point. Stephen Schultz, am I the only one surprised that there was a band with a song that I've actually heard before? No, I was surprised too, Stephen. Also, plus for the audience being there and not just the two people.
I disagree with you on both points. Thank you very much, Stephen.
So you like it when there's not a crowd? Well, not like
Yeah, there is a question later that we will cover this in.
Okay. If they were just like in the back watching the concert, like in a private balcony or like one of those cool little things on the side where in an old theater or something, I'd be fine with that. But the fact that they have to go in the front and kiss in front of everyone and dance. Ooh. Jocelyn Halbert has another question. Who do you feel are the front runners right now if you had to choose a final three?
I think. Oh, go for it.
I was gonna say both the Beccas. Like, I could see, even young Becca. Like, final three is fantasy suite, so I don't think he's getting rid of her before then.
And like Tia.
Tia.
So I was thinking Crystal, but it seems, I know I can't read into everything that the preview shows, but it doesn't really seem like she's gonna make it past next week.
Right. Or I could see if Chelsea, because they didn't have a one-on-one, right?
No, I think that's coming next week.
Yeah, so I could see maybe her rising in the ranks a little bit. But then, like, CN, I really like her, but I don't know if I saw enough chemistry with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people, Lauren B. He seems to like Lauren B, but we've just barely seen her.
We don't know her.
He pulls her away. Jacqueline, Ashley, Jenna, we see Marique. We don't see any interaction of him with them. So it's like, I feel like they're out at this point. Like, there's two dark horse. Let's see. Patron group. Will Holston. Shouldn't Kendall have been immediately disqualified at the rose ceremony for not bringing her taxidermy duck like she promised she would? How can Ari trust anything she says now?
Truly, where was it?
Yeah, she said,
I want to see it.
Accept the rose. We need something interesting.
Give me death.
Right. I would love it if he, like, dumps her for the reason, like, well, you said you'd bring pain, and I didn't see him. Like, you know, Adam, from who's now dating Raven, or last we checked, he, that doll was, like, on every date that ever existed, yeah, like, in the
so
corner.
Weird.
Can't we bring the duck along?
Oh, God.
I forgot about Adam Jr.
Oh, my gosh. So, if Tia ends up on Bachelor in Paradise, do you think Raven and Adam break up so that Raven can come back on and the two of them are on Bachelor in Paradise together? Or is that just too many Arkansas girls?
Yeah, that's too many Arkansas girls.
Too much of the same prototype.
Too much Arkansas in one place.
Yeah. Will also wants to know, Amy and Haley, which of you would last longer if we dropped you off in the middle of the wilderness with just a compass and a child's drawing of a map?
I was thinking about this, and I actually believe, Amy, that you and I would make a very good, amazing race team.
Really?
I do. We've both traveled before.
Yeah.
We get along super well. I don't think we'd get frustrated with each other, and we'd just, like, have fun.
Just make fun of the other teams.
Yeah, basically. I'm actually pretty good with a map, so I don't think I would get super lost in this scenario.
Okay. I feel like I haven't had to use a compass since, like, third grade when we did, like, something at a park and you had to practice. But, you know, I grew up in the time where we had, like, print Yahoo maps to drive and we didn't have stuff on our phones. So
I still do that.
I think, like, yeah, we could figure it out. But you probably would last longer if we, like, each had to do it separately.
Probably.
Yeah. Chase Brown. I want to make a stand. What color is the ribbon to bring awareness to glam shaming? Some sort of sparkly magenta?
I think that's perfect. Yeah. And send me one of those.
Yeah.
Or
so you need those ribbons.
Or just a set of fake eyelashes.
Oh my gosh. You had the observation that, like, that's the new fake boobs.
Eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
And it is blatantly obvious. Like, right.
They were
combing them out.
And
yeah. I'm staying at Ethan's this week, and he watched the episode with me, and even he noticed.
Oh, really?
All of the eyelash extensions.
That's good. That's good on him, because I think, like, a lot of people are just like, wow, everyone has such naturally long eyelashes.
No, no one's eyelashes, like,
touch their eyebrows.
Comb their eyebrows.
No.
Yeah, like, there was some shots of, like, Becca. I think it was, like, Tia, where her eyelashes stood out, like, 3 inches from her face, and I was like, I see that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if you're lasting long, don't they, like, after about a month, it's like, it's going to get a little ugly. Where are they going to get them reapplied if they're in, like, Tahiti or something?
Yeah, like, if, you know, Ari and whoever are, like, hardcore Mackin, like Ari likes to do, and he just, like, comes away with, like, a chunk of eyelash on his face, it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Justin Feinberg, typically the person first out of the limo, fares well in this franchise. Think Danielle L. on Nick's season, Peter on Rachel's season, the first Lauren B. on Ben Higgins' season, Jordan on JoJo's season, and Marcus on Andy's season. But Caroline went home at the fourth rose ceremony. Oh, I like this history here. Mm-hmm. The last person first out of limo to be eliminated at the fourth rose ceremony or sooner was, checks Wikipedia, Amy L. I didn't even remember there was an Amy on the show, on Juan Pablo's season.
And there had to have been multiple Amys for her to be Amy L.
Yeah, shocking. I guess we weren't podcasting that season.
No, we weren't.
What did Caroline do differently from most other first entries that got her eliminated, and how should she cope with the realization that she dated a guy who preferred a taxidermy enthusiast over her?
Yeah, this is super, super interesting because we learned from, what's that show?
Oh, Unreal.
Yeah, we learned from Unreal that the first person and the last person are always wifey spots. Right. And I think Caroline is like a perfect example of a wifey. Like, she's right. in real estate. She's beautiful. She's fun. Like, the fact that she went this early is kind of mind-boggling,
honestly.
She looks
like she could be a Kennedy or something. Like, she's yeah. very sophisticated. Well, and I thought, too, that they can, like, manipulate which one is shown first so that mm-hmm. it usually is somebody who goes long because it sets it up with the audience with the expectation. She got, like, would have got the good music and, yeah, like, the people named in Justin's question. Lauren B. was a winner. Jordan was the winner. Marcus did really well.
And Jade was a first person out of the limo, I'm pretty sure. Or was she a last person out of the limo?
Probably.
She might have been a last person, actually. Anyway, so, but,
yeah.
But yeah. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised Caroline went this early. And what? How does she cope with the realization? She's going to get enough money from Sugar Bear Hair, and she's going to get a stint on Bachelor in Paradise. She's going to be fine.
Yeah, she's going to be that beautiful brunette that the ones who aren't clamoring for the young Becca will be saying, like, "I want to meet Caroline. I'm here for Caroline." That was actually one little tidbit from Ari's appearance on Ben and Ashley's podcast, is that he said something about, like, yeah, like, she's totally my type, like, physically it was exactly who I'd be attracted to, I wanted it to work, and they just, the conversation wasn't there. So, because even Ben was like, why would you get rid of her, she's my favorite. So then I think Ashley was trying to set Ben up with like, let's invite Caroline on. So could be something there. Jennifer Jones, was the kiss between Kendall and Ari the grossest of all the kisses because they had just ate bugs, or are the close-up noisy kisses worse?
I have more problem with the close-up noisy kisses, honestly.
Yeah.
They both ate bugs, whatever, not that big of a deal. The noisy kisses just grosses me out.
Yeah, a little much.
The worst part of this episode, like, made me cringe more than the, like, potentially drinking their own pee thing, was when Ari was making up with Becca and he had his whole hand through her hoop earring. I was so nervous that he was just going to pull it out.
Oh, that's terrible. I didn't notice that.
Oh, it makes me, oh, don't even want to think about it.
That would have been, we'd get the preview we'd have had a preview at the beginning of the season of the ambulance because
yeah.
that would have been a disaster. This is probably the question you were referring to. Alice Aslison, would you rather go to a totally private concert or one where you have to dance on a platform in a crowd of 100 people?
I would much rather a totally private concert because as much as I hate them, there's nothing I want to do less than dance on a tiny stage and make out with a stranger in front of other strangers. I would probably accidentally fall off that mini stage and it would be really bad for all of us involved.
And it probably would have been posted on YouTube because they actually showed people videotaping it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
They obviously don't care about spoilers being sent out on these.
I wonder if they were just fake phones.
Maybe. But we're deleting this right after. Because, yeah, I remember on Nick's season, I think there was like, a kind of like a casting call or like show up
yeah.
to this concert at 2 p.m, be there at 11 a.m. Just like people that can give up their whole day to just like get a glimpse of someone on a date with the Bachelor. Autumn Matthews, why on earth is Becca's age made into this huge thing when Mikkel is literally 1 year older than her?
Autumn, I just wish I knew, but I don't.
Yeah. Who knows? It's got to be something to hate on. And then Chase Brown has another question. Which is the better gift for the girlfriend for Valentine's Day? A taxidermy duck or a taxidermy seal?
This is tough because a duck is nice and small. So you could like really ease her into the world of taxidermy. But seals are cool. So you could go with, I would go with the seal. You want to seal the deal.
Sealed with a kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Do all the puns.
Yeah, lots of puns here. Although you could have like one with a duck that just says, want a duck.
Ooh. All right. So it's either you want the romance or you want the little innuendo.
Yeah.
And then you could put the glam shame ribbon on it. That was Chase's question as well. A couple of tweets that were sent to us. This was from @YoungFannyPack. If someone doesn't send you guys a Wandoff style cover of Taylor Swift's 22 in regards to Becca, I will be upset. Now we do have the email address if people still want to.
BachelorHapup@gmail.com. Send it to us.
Yeah.
We will figure out a way to play it. Right. Low tech style.
We don't have a little, You know, you guys, if you support, we're excited to have sponsors this season. So go to trywink.com/batch and maybe eventually we will get some special
effects. Until then, if you send it to me, I will open it on my Gmail and hold it up to my microphone so you can listen.
Right. This is from @TNTownShunTia. Return of Jillian's black box at the rose ceremony. Jump to Crystal's and Caroline's dresses. What do you think those bandeau style cutout dresses?
I couldn't pull it off with my body type.
Oh, I definitely couldn't. But it must be like a new style. Instead of like the cold shoulder, it's now.
Or the bandage dresses that were really popular a couple years ago.
Yeah. Interesting. At Jocely. When an actual Bachelor contestant likes your tweet about the show ghosting them this week. So she had a screenshot of saying, like, there's a Jenna on this show and Jenna likes it. And she didn't like tag her, you know? So that's when you're searching your
name.
Those
are my favorite people.
Yeah, that's good. Hashtag purple Jenna, she says. And then she's the one who asked about the Tia curse as well. So, yeah, some fun observations.
Speaking of fun observations, so Doug had the honor of watching this episode with his father this week. So we've got some Mr. Hunt observations, too. So let's start here at the beginning. He says, my dad and I were watching a car auction on TV this weekend, and Ari's dad bought one of the cars. My dad said he was probably just compensating because his boring-ass son was making an idiot of himself on national television. Okay, why are you watching a car auction show? Like, what channel is that even on? And how did your dad, like, know that was Ari's father? Like, just the last thing he gave it away, I guess? I don't know. Then he says, can I please take a drink every time Ari tries to understand something by furrowing his brow, squinting, and then offering absolutely nothing of value? If so, I want to rewatch both of this week's 101s and then check into the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Right.
Is Lanco just some drifter they found in Lake Tahoe? I wonder. Do you think they're a local band?
Although they're they're on like the country station, so maybe it just hasn't made it to Canada yet.
Maybe not. That's possible.
Yeah.
Like in How I Met Your Mother, everything gets here about 10 years too late. When Ari said he liked roughing it in the wild, and then the camera cut to a shot of him in the hot tub with 12 scantily clad women, my dad nearly spit out his drink. Safe to say, I don't like Ari, but my dad, who I guess now watches this show, hates him. No helmets on horse riding date seems a little crazy to me, and it's not like Becca or Ari have that much hair to mess up.
There's not a lot of safety going on, like the compass thing, like they were letting it look like really slippery, it was snowing out. And then when they were doing they eventually wore helmets, I guess, when they were doing the demolition derby, but when they were practicing they didn't.
What are the liability waivers they're signing this season look like?
Right, the wrestling. They didn't have any protection.
These are some dangerous dates. Thanks. The parasailing probably is not super awesome.
Right.
How great would it have been if Jacqueline drank the pee? I mean, she's my fave contestant, but a Bear Grylls pee drink on The Bachelor would have been Emmy worthy for sure. I don't know about that, Doug. That's that disgusts me.
That'd have been our first crossover. We'd finally get someone on Survivor if they had that on their reel. But a bachelor on Survivor.
Or singing and screaming. More likely.
Right.
I hope someday someone describes me as the most incredible person I maybe have ever met. God, I hate Ari.
Oh, yeah. Said that about Becca.
Yeah. And then he says, I plan to glam shame Haley the next time I see her. How dare you?
Glam shaming, it's now a thing.
And last but not least, he says, listening to Crystal makes me want to jam firecrackers into my ears. Even I, a person with no real standards to speak of, would not date Crystal. Wow. That is a jamming statement there.
No standards, but just can't go there.
Just can't go there.
Do you have any response to our listener wanting to start a dating show?
I told him and he was very excited about that.
Ooh, okay.
So, line up, folks.
Nice.
Get your resumes in.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that's it for this episode. Looks like there's some excitement next week. Some
hopefully,
drama.
We've hope. Been lacking some excitement this yeah. season.
Yep. Did we see where they
always,
go?
Oops, sorry. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, did we see where they travel to? Can't remember. Somewhere tropical?
No, I have no idea.
It didn't resonate with me anyway.
No, it certainly did not, because I was way too focused on the glam shaming segment afterwards. Before? Afterwards? I'm not sure.
That's one of the best last segments they've had in a long time.
That's probably one of my top 10 favorite moments on this show ever. I laughed so hard.
Yeah, that was good. Usually it's just something really lame. So that was good. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. Also, don't forget to rate and review us 5 stars on iTunes. If you're going to rate 4 stars or lower, please just don't do that. We are delicate flowers and we like our 5-star ratings. So help us out there, and also help us out by subscribing to Wink. Again,
try Wink.
Trywink.com/batch for $20 off your first order. You'll get wine to enjoy during the next episode of The Bachelor, which I think we all could use.
It's a necessity.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I'm at RHP Recapper. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Bye.